Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's government meeting to ratify phase one of the U.S. peace deal to end the war in Gaza. Israeli's prime minister met with his security cabinet earlier into the night per a copy of the Israel deal seen by ABC News. The ceasefire will begin as soon as the government votes to approve it. IDF forces will have 24 hours to withdraw to new development lines. Then the 72-hour window opens for the release of the remaining 48 hostages. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Hostages Square in Tel Aviv, where families are waiting.
Scenes of jubilation, of relief, finally hope realized. We were here two days ago when we were talking about the anniversary of the war and there were still so many doubts. In 2 years since this terrible war began, Palestinians and Israelis can finally dare hope that their long nightmare is coming to an end.
Israeli officials say all 20 living hostages will be freed on Sunday or Monday in one group. President Trump says he could travel to the region for the signing. This is ABC News. After his arrest in Florida, the suspect accused of setting that deadly Palisades fire in Los Angeles back in January made a court appearance.
In court in Florida, federal magistrate ruling Jonathan Rindernecht must remain in custody until his next hearing on October 17th. He faces up to 20 years in prison for allegedly starting the Palisades fire while he was living in Southern California. In court, it was revealed Rindernecht recently threatened his family, saying he was going to burn down their house, a judge finding he is still a threat to the community. And the judge is worried he's a flight risk. Prosecutors indicate seemingly obsessed with fire that Rindernecht started a fire that eventually rekindled and turned into the Palisades fire in January. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new tropical storm, Raymond, has formed in the Pacific. It's moving along Mexico's Pacific coast behind tropical storm Priscilla and tropical storm Jerry, churning in the Atlantic toward the Leeward Islands. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay police have a man in custody after two men were stabbed last night on Green Bay's east side. Police say it happened last night near Dan's Park just before 5 p.m. When police got there, they say they found two Green Bay men with stab wounds. The men told them a suspect ran into the woods and had multiple weapons. Police called out the SWAT team and K-9 unit. They took a 77-year-old Green Bay man into custody just before 8 p.m. The roads in that area are back open now, but police are asking anyone with information to contact them. You can remain anonymous. A big name in country music just announced he's coming to Lambeau for a rare concert in the iconic stadium. Luke Combs broke the news. His new tour will make a stop at the home of the Green Bay Packers this coming May. Lambeau Field has hosted only four major concerts in nearly 15 years. Sir Paul McCartney played there in 2019. A few years earlier, it was Billy Joel. Kenny Chesney with Jason Aldean before that, and the Zac Brown Band played in 2011. They're the only performers to have graced the hallowed ground with a concert. A big reason for that? We're in Green Bay. Our stadium is primarily for football. The Packers limit other events on the field to keep it in top-notch condition for the number one priority, playing football. And that football is usually the talk of Titletown, but right now Brewers baseball is grabbing the headlines as the Brew Crew hopes to clinch the NLDS on their way to the World Series. By now, we've all heard the Cubs pulled out a win in Chicago last night, so no sweep for the Brewers, but Milwaukee still leads the series 2-1. That means they could still take their division with one more win, giving them the best 3 out of 5. Game 4 is tonight in Chicago. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Cubs beat the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3 in Chicago. The Cubs scoring all of their runs in the first inning. Brewers starter Quinn Priester struggled, giving up 3 runs and was pulled after just 39 pitches.
Very frustrated. First inning, the only inning, command wasn't good and stuff wasn't coming out the way, you know, I'd wanted it to. And, you know, everyone else played real well with the exception of myself.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the 25-year-old Priester.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance and had a long layoff. It's at his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him.
So Milwaukee still leads the best of 5 series, 2-1. Game 4 is tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch, 8:08 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons tonight in a preseason matchup. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A southerly breeze and highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase tonight as showers develop late. Lows in the upper 40s. Those showers move out Friday, turning mostly sunny with upper 60s. Currently 62 degrees.
You take my glasses and I can't see anything. Yeah, local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, glasses wearer since second grade, third grade. Fall colors. We're talking the fall color report next.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh. how things would get brighter.
You can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
black, the child is white.
With Black and White. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Those aren't the colors we are interested in, black and white. No. How about orange and red and yellow? We're talking the fall colors. And, you know, right now, a great time to check it out. In fact, today would have been a great day to take a drive north. This weekend, not bad, but there's not going to be a lot of sunshine, and it always is nicer in the sun. But looking at the TravelWisconsin.com fall color report, right now, we've got peak colors in Langlade, Forest, and Oneida counties, with the counties to the east and west of there being about 75%, so pretty close to peak. So right now, a great time for a fall drive. Thinking about Door County, still a little light there. They're about 50% colors at this point. And as far as further down in Wisconsin, not so much. Manitowoc County right now, kind of in that 60 to 75% range as well. But yeah, go on a drive. Check it out.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages Inn Pour's Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages Inn Pour's is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages Inn Pour's, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Missing Lou Rugani and the music of the stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale, followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day.
Game, not can anybody play. You're so
The Hollies, of course, featuring Graham Nash. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, broadcasting from downtown Green Bay, where sometimes it gets windy. That's a breeze coming off the bay.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay police have a man in custody after two men were stabbed last night on Green Bay's east side. Police say it happened near Dan's Park just before 5:30 p.m. When police got there, they say they found two Green Bay men with stab wounds. The men told them a suspect ran into the woods with multiple weapons. Police called out the SWAT team and canine unit. They took a 77-year-old Green Bay man into custody just before 8 p.m. The roads in that area are back open now, but police are asking anyone with information to contact them, and you can remain anonymous. A prominent Wisconsin Democrat recently announced he is not running for governor, opting instead to seek a third term as the state's top law enforcement official. Attorney General Josh Call announced he's running for re-election. Call said in an interview this week that he seriously considered running for governor, but was worried the job would take him away from his two sons, ages 8 and 11, and the state needs leaders willing to push back against President Donald Trump's administration. More than half a dozen Democrats have announced plans to run in the August primary. On the Republican side, there are two candidates running at this point. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A southerly breeze and highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase tonight as showers develop late. Lows in the upper 40s. Those showers move out Friday, turning mostly sunny with upper 60s. Currently 62 degrees.
Number one hit to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. How about a lover's concerto? It's The Toys, 97.9.
Above, make this We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
We can't go on together
with suspicious
minds,
and we can build our dreams
on suspicious minds.
So if an old friend I know, I'll fight and say hello.
Suspicious Minds, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. How you doing on your homework assignment? I'll remind you coming up.
You're sweet as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my heart in pain. All you left is a favorite song, the one we danced to all night long. Used to bring sweet memories of a tender love that used to be. Now it's the same old song, but with a different meaning since you've been gone.
Still the one. Local news and timeless hits. We have them both at 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. So, a couple days ago, I put out a homework assignment. So, it's time, you know, I'm putting on my teacher hat here to, you know, check to see how you're doing on that homework assignment. Do you remember what it was? Well, if you don't, let me remind you. I challenged you or asked you if you could please, I guess, tell a friend, a neighbor, a family member about us. You know, news station, we've only been on the air doing this a couple of months. We're getting a lot of great feedback, but of course, we got a lot of entertainment choices out there, and, you know, people might not know about us, so that's where we need your help. So if you haven't yet let a friend or neighbor or family member or a couple know about us, please do.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
WGBW. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me wild. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. You ever listen to the words in this song? I don't know what's going on there. The Beatles come together, 97.9.
WGBW. This is the music you listen to in bed on the transistor radio you snuck under the covers. Well, sure, Mom and Dad knew.
If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
I'd confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Israelis and Palestinians waiting to see if Israel's government approves phase one of the U.S. peace plan to end the war in Gaza. Israel's prime minister set to call a late-night vote after meeting with a security cabinet. Phase one includes an immediate ceasefire, the release of all remaining hostages, and a prisoner exchange, along with a partial withdrawal by Israeli troops. Here's ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
The Israelis will begin to withdraw. They have 24 hours to redeploy to the new lines, which will mean they'll pull out from controlling about 80% of Gaza. They'll pull back to controlling about 50%, which is still a big chunk, but they will stay there as Israel in the future negotiates for phase two.
President Trump says the hostages could be released by Monday or Tuesday. The president, though, not commenting on phase two talks or the future plans for Gaza and who will oversee the enclave. This is ABC News. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration